For the past 12 months, commentator Robert Franklin has been traveling all over the world on a fellowship to study the role of religion in building community. He's been to Brazil, India, Trinidad, Turkey, and most recently, Vietnam.
Although Vietnam has a long history with Buddhism and Confucianism, and Catholicism came later with the French missionaries, it didn't feel like a very religious culture. Traveling around Hanoi in the north, I could feel the effects of communist efforts to suppress all public expressions of religion. No one admitted belief in God, and most people I spoke to seemed baffled by my interest in a social force they regarded as a tool used by the rich and powerful to keep poor people in their place. By contrast, Saigon in the south was fertile ground for religious diversity. I visited mosques, churches, Hindu, Buddhist, and Confucian temples. With the Saigon River winding through its downtown business district and its noisy, friendly street life, this city reminded me of my sweet hometown, Chicago. But 60 miles northwest of Saigon's humidity and traffic, there's a fascinating religious community in the peaceful and very poor region of Thái Ninh. It's known as the Cao Dai community. To get there, you have to travel along muddy, unpaved roads and pass rows of tiny houses, many made of bamboo. Children running in the yards waved at passing cars as they played among scrawny chickens and undernourished dogs. The thick forest that surrounds Thái Ninh is so lush and green, you can almost taste its tropical sweetness. When my guide and I arrived at the Cao Dai Holy See, I was dumbfounded. Here in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by amazing poverty, stood this incredible cathedral situated on an extensive campus with offices and schools. It was something right out of Disneyland. In the bright sun, its bold colors of fuchsia, blue, saffron, and red were blinding. Inside, hundreds of worshipers slowly processed into an ornate sanctuary built on 9 levels to symbolize the human ascent toward the divine. The altar at the front of the cathedral contains icons of Lao Tzu, Confucius, Jesus, and Sakyamuni, who represents Buddha. There's a pope, archbishops, and priests, and women may serve as cardinals. Also among its saints is the French author Victor Hugo, who the Cao Dai esteem for his portrayal of the misery of the poor in Les Miserables. Founded in 1926, Cao Daiism combines elements of many of the world's main religions, including Buddhism, Taoism, Hinduism, Islam, Confucianism, Judaism, and Christianity. By incorporating elements from each of them, Cao Dai hopes to succeed where they have fallen short in uplifting fallen humanity. Cao Dai may be the latest of a long line of movements of religious reform and syncretism. But it seems to possess the same troubling traits of nearly all conventional religious traditions that claim to serve the economic have-nots. Their prayers, songs, and proclamations offer hope to those who hunger and thirst for meaning. But their ornate buildings and conspicuous wealth, in a country of so much poverty, reminded me that religions may be better at dispensing charity than demonstrating justice.
Robert Franklin is a visiting professor at the Harvard Divinity School.